Hello, Malcolm here, and thanks for joining me today on Tuesday Teaching Tips, episode 167, Why We Need to Prepare Our Lessons Well in Advance. I'm not defining here how long that would be exactly, but let's talk about the significance of preparing well in advance. So I had a conversation with a friend of mine quite a while ago now, but it pops back into my mind now and again when I hear a lesson which is clearly, well, not been very well prepared, or certainly not prepared much in advance of the actual date of preaching. You can kind of tell when that's the case. But my friend said this. He said that he thought that the most authentic messages, the best messages, are those that haven't had a lot of preparation because they should come straight from the heart. Now, there's some truth, of course, in what he's talking about, in that it shouldn't be necessary to have a lot of preparation for us to speak from the heart. And indeed, in the Bible, we see lots of examples where people had a sudden opportunity to preach and teach, and they took their opportunity very well. We think of Stephen in Acts chapter 7. Doesn't look like he prepared that lesson very much in advance. He knew his material, and that's fine. But I think the key thing there is that those sudden occasions are rare. Let's be prepared for them. But that's not the same as what will happen to most of us as we're preparing to teach on a Wednesday night, a Friday night, some kind of house group situation, a teaching night, or a Sunday, perhaps a sermon or something like that. On those occasions, we usually have, or should have, plenty of time in advance to know that we are going to be speaking and therefore to prepare the material. And I would submit that there are lots of reasons why preparing well in advance are advantageous and a blessing to your audience, but I want to focus on just one, which might be the most significant. I'd like to know perhaps what you think about this. Preparing, and so here's my phrase for the day, if you like, for this teaching tip. Preparing your talk well in advance means you can live it. Preparing your talk well in advance means you, or I, can live it. We have the opportunity to live out what we're learning about and are preparing to teach to others. There's a very different quality of the authority of a speaker attached when a lesson has been lived by the speaker. I'll give you at least three reasons why this is the case, and perhaps you can think of more. But the first reason is the truth then has time, when we prepare well in advance, the truth has time to sink into our own minds and our own hearts. The truth in God's word, the powerful truth, the amazing truth, the wonderful truth, has time to sink into my heart and my mind. And what am I doing preaching to other people if it's not sunk into me? Secondly, we have time in our preparation. We have time to work out how to live this truth. Now the truth has sunk into my mind and my heart, I can work out how to live it. And if I can work out how to live it, then I can convey to the people I'm speaking to how then they can work out how to live it, or what it means to live it, perhaps for their own lives. Then thirdly, in living this truth, in advance of speaking about it, in living this truth, I can experience the struggle of living with it and bring that struggle, the fruit of that struggle, to the speaking opportunity I have been given. So first of all, the truth sinks into my heart and my mind. Then I work out how I can live that truth. And then I struggle with living out that truth. Maybe a relatively easy struggle. It may be a really hard struggle, but there's going to be some struggle in living it. And then I can bring the fruit of that. I can say, this is what happened to me when I tried to live this yesterday and the day before, the week before. And here's the fruit of it. I can tell you that this works and this doesn't. Or this is how I felt and this is what I prayed about and this is the way God helped me or the Spirit strengthened me. We have a story to tell. And a sermon that has a story to tell about the truth that's been lived out is a powerful sermon. Not that it brings us glory, but it demonstrates how God's truth sinking into our minds and hearts, working out how to live it, has a powerful impact on our lives and perhaps people around us as well. What better kind of sermon can there be than lived out truth? It's powerful. Think about Jesus. What did they say about him in Mark chapter 1 verse 27? The people were all so amazed that they asked each other, what is this? A new teaching and with authority. A teaching with authority. And why was this? It was because he lived what he taught fully. Now, I know we're not ever going to get to the point where we're living the truth as fully as Jesus, but we can progress, can't we? We can grow more like, to be more like him. That's discipleship, following him, growing into his likeness by the power of the Spirit. It wasn't enough for Jesus to bring us technical truth. He came to bring us enfleshed truth. That's John 1:17. He came full of grace and truth, full of it, not in knowledge only, but in knowledge and expressing it, living out that grace, living out that truth. And any speaker is called to do the same thing. And indeed, it's actually a privilege. Now, there'll be times when you and I need to speak at short notice. There'll be times when we don't always get the preparation, space and time that we would prefer. That's okay. But when you have the opportunity, when you're provided with the time, begin preparing your lesson well in advance. At least live your lesson for a few days. A week, I think, would be the best minimum before you deliver your message. I guarantee, I've seen this in my own life, I've felt it myself, and I've seen it in other people's lives and lessons. I guarantee if you do this, you prepare in advance and you live your lesson, your message will have far more authority than otherwise, and more to the point, it will have impact. Paul and Barnabas spoke so effectively that many believed. Why? It wasn't just that they had the truth. It's that they lived it. Look at their lives. They lived that truth. So I'd like to know, what is your normal preparation schedule? When you know that a lesson is coming up that you're preparing to preach or teach, you've got a date in mind, how far in advance do you start preparing? What do you find is ideal? Do you find you need a month, a couple of weeks? Is a week enough? What works for you best? I'd be very interested to know your way you plan these things. And I would share with you just one thought, which is that, and I'll just tell you this, that I'm preparing to preach my next class on the Holy Spirit. And I've been, on the date of recording this, I've been working on an outline, which is about, from Galatians chapter 5, which is about walking away from, because of the Spirit, we walk away from our old life. We walk towards the new life in Christ, and we walk with one another, helping one another to walk in the Spirit. So three kinds of walking: walking away from the old life, walking towards the new life in Christ, and then walking with other people to help them. So each day this week, since I got that outline organized towards the end of last week, I've been praying every morning, God, help me to walk away from my old life and keep walking away. Help me walk towards the new life more and more into the likeness of Christ. And help me to help others to walk in this way. And help me to be open to others helping me walk in this way. Galatians 5 and Galatians 6. So that's been my prayer every day. And as I've been praying about that and thinking about it, it pops back into my mind during the day. And it's sinking into me what that really means. And I'm beginning to live it more. So that's the idea here of being well prepared, preparing well in advance. I don't think there's no rule about this, how much to prepare in advance, how far in advance. And I know we have different life situations, but I do believe that preparing in advance is significant, at least in this one area, that then we get a chance to live it. And as we live it, we struggle with it, becomes our own message. And when we preach and teach it, it helps other people because they understand that this is practical. It works. And there's an authority that comes with that. There's a blessing to us and the people to whom we're speaking. So let me know what you think about this. Do drop a comment in the comment box, either in YouTube or online with the podcast. If you get a chance to leave me a podcast review, I'd be really grateful. Leave any comments publicly if you wouldn't mind, because we can learn from each other that way, and we learn best when we're learning in community. If you know anybody, you've got a friend who might benefit from this, anybody who speaks in your congregation, put them onto these Tuesday teaching tips. Send them the link to the playlist or this particular episode. I'd be very grateful for that. I hope it will bless them. And if you're watching the YouTube video, then please ding the bell, hit the notification button, subscribe if you haven't already done so. Oh, and if you would like my weekly newsletter and a free ebook on how God grows his people on spiritual disciplines, then do sign up at my website. That's www.malcolmcox.org. And if you've got any questions about Bible issues, send me an email, malcolm@malcolmcox.org. It should get to me. Well, I do hope that you find a time to prepare well so that you can then live the lessons you're going to teach, whatever the next one is. And until the next time, I hope you have a terrific Tuesday and a wonderful week. Take care and God bless.